First Maccabees, Chapter 1. And it came to pass, after Alexandros, son of Philippos, the Macedonian, had come from the land of Kittim, and defeated Darius, king of the Persians and the Medes, that he became king in his place. He had previously ruled in Yavon, that is, Helada. And he fought many wars, and captured strongholds, and slaughtered many kings of the earth. And he advanced to the ends of the earth, and gathered plunder from many nations. And the earth fell silent before him, and his heart became raised high and lifted up. And he gathered together a very strong force and conquered regions, nations, and tyrants, and they became his tributary. And after all this, he fell on his bed and realized that he was going to die. So he summoned his boys, the nobles who had been brought up with him from his youth, and apportioned his kingdom among them while he was still alive. And Alexandros had reigned 12 years when he died. So his boys took over his kingdom, each in his own area. And after he had died, they all put on diadems, and so did their sons after them for many years. And they caused many evils in the earth. And from them sprang a sinful root, Antiochus the Illustrious, son of King Antiochus, who had once been a hostage in Roma. And he became king in the year 137 of the kingdom of the Hellenes. In those days, sons of lawlessness came out of Israel, and they seduced many people, saying,
"Let us go and make an alliance with the surrounding nations. Since we separated from them, many evils have come upon us."
And this proposal was agreeable to them. So some from among the people eagerly went to the king, and he gave them authority to introduce the ordinances of the other nations. So they built a school for naked athletics in Jerusalem, according to the customs of the other nations. And they made a fake foreskin for themselves, and abandoned the holy covenant. And they joined themselves with the nations, and sold themselves to act wickedly. And when Antiochus saw that his kingdom was established, he proposed to become king of Egypt, so that he might reign over both kingdoms. So he invaded Egypt with a strong force, with chariots and elephants, and with a large fleet. And he engaged Ptolemaios, king of Egypt, in a war. And Ptolemaios turned back from before him and fled, and many fell wounded. And they captured the strong cities in the land of Egypt, and Antiochus plundered the land of Egypt. And after Antiochus had defeated Egypt in the year 143, he returned and went up against Israel and Jerusalem with a strong force. and the people in the city opened the gates to him. And he entered the city and took it, killing many Israelites. And he arrogantly entered the holy place and took away the golden altar and the lampstand for the light, along with all its accessories, and the offering table, and the cups and the bowls, and the golden censers, and the curtain, and the crowns, and the golden ornament on the face of the inner sanctum. So he stripped off everything, and took away the silver and the gold and the precious vessels. He also took the hidden treasures which he found. And having taken everything, he departed to his own land. And he committed murder, and he spoke with great arrogance. And there was great mourning for Israel in every place where they dwelt. And the chiefs and the elders groaned. Virgins and young men languished. And the beauty of the women was disfigured. Every bridegroom took up a lamentation. And she who sat in the bridal chamber mourned. And the land was shaken on account of its inhabitants. And all the house of Jacob was clothed with shame. Two years later, the king dispatched a chief collector of tribute to the cities of Judah. And he came to Jerusalem with a strong force. And he spoke peaceable accounts to them in deceit and won their trust. Then he suddenly fell upon the city and struck it with a mighty blow, and destroyed many of the people in Israel. Then he seized the spoils of the city and burned it with fire, and tore down its houses and its surrounding walls. And they took captive the women and the children, and took possession of the cattle. Then they built up the city of David with a great and strong wall and with strong towers, and it became their citadel. And there they installed a sinful nation, lawless men, who strengthened themselves inside it. And they stored up weapons and provisions, and there deposited the plunder which they had collected from Jerusalem. And they became a great snare. And it became an ambush against the holy place, and a wicked slanderer to Israel at all times. And they shed innocent blood around the holy place, and they defiled the holy place. And because of them, the inhabitants of Jerusalem fled away, and she became a settlement of foreigners. And she became a foreigner to her own offspring, and her children forsook her. Her holy place was as desolate as a wilderness. Her festivals were turned into mourning. Her Sabbaths into shame, her honor into contempt. Her dishonor was as great as her glory had been, and her exaltation was turned into mourning. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. And all the nations conformed to the command of the king. And many from Israel took delight in his religion, and they sacrificed to the idols and profaned the Sabbath. And the king sent messengers with letters to Jerusalem and to the cities of Judah, ordering them to follow customs foreign to their land, and to prohibit holocausts and sacrifices and libations in the holy place, and to profane Sabbaths and festivals, and to desecrate the holy place and the holy things, to build pagan altars and sacred precincts and idol shrines, and to sacrifice swine and common animals, and to leave their sons uncircumcised, and to let their souls be defiled with every kind of impurity and profanation, so that they might forget the law and change all their observances.
Whoever refuses to act according to the command of the king should be put to death.
Such were the accounts which he published throughout all his kingdom. And he appointed guardians over all the people. And he ordered the cities of Judah to offer sacrifices, city after city. And many of the people, all those who abandoned the law, joined them and committed evil in the land. And Israel was driven into hiding, into every place of refuge that could be found. And in the year 145, on the 25th day of Kislev, the king erected a horrible abomination upon the altar of holocausts. And in the surrounding cities of Judah, they built pagan altars. They also burnt incense at the doors of the houses and in the streets. And any books of the law which they found, they tore up and burned with fire. And whenever someone was found with a book of the covenant, and if anyone observed the law, they were condemned to death by the king's decree. They kept using force against Israel, against those who were caught, month after month in the cities. And on the 25th day of each month, they truly sacrificed on the altar which had been erected over the altar of holocausts. And in keeping with the king's order, the women who had had their children circumcised were put to death, with the babies hung from their necks. And they also killed their families and those who had circumcised them. And many in Israel were strengthened and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything common, and they preferred to die rather than to be defiled by the food or to profane the holy covenant. And they did die. And exceedingly great anger came upon Israel.